Please turn back to page 78 and read along as I go over the main points of each cluster. This is the cluster score point 3 anchor. In the first paper, there are run-on sentences, a sentence fragment, and two spelling errors. Also, the word stop should be lowercase. In the second paper, there is only one spelling error. The student left out the letter L in should. Taken as a whole, the cluster indicates that the student has control of the conventions of written English. There are only a few errors that do not affect the ability to read or understand the student's writing. Next is the anchor for cluster score point 2. In the first paper, there is a run-on sentence and several spelling errors. In the first paragraph, the squirrel's name, Shadowtail, should be capitalized, written as one word, not two, and tail should not be capitalized. In the first paragraph, as well as the last paragraph, the word towards should be the words compared to. Also, in the last paragraph, the word different should be differently. In the second paper, there are several run-on sentences, a sentence fragment, and some errors in capitalization, punctuation, and language usage. Note that the letter S in Sandy appears to be lowercased several times. Multiple capitalization errors with the same word are only counted as one error. Taken as a whole, the cluster shows that the student has partial control of the conventions of written English. There are some errors that affect the ability to read the response, but do not seriously impair comprehension. Let's move on to the cluster score point 1 anchor. In the first paper, there are several spelling errors, some of which occur several times with the same word, such as act and want. However, multiple misspellings of the same word are counted only once. You will notice that the first time the error occurs, it is noted with SP. All the other times we see the word misspelled, it is only marked with a small arrow. In the second paper, 3 lines from the end, the word then should be than. If this was an error in a paper where few other mistakes were made, it could possibly be viewed as a first draft error. However, in this paper, there is no indication that the student knows the difference between the two words. Taken as a whole, this cluster demonstrates that the student has limited control of the conventions of written English. There are numerous errors that impair both the ability to read and to understand the student's responses. Note that there are a substantial amount of errors compared to the amount of student writing. Our last anchor is the cluster score point 0. We can see that there is more that the reader needs to figure out in the papers than there are things that are clear. We know that the student is on topic because of the words acres or acorns and snow in the first paper and the word puppy in the second paper. Taken as a whole, the cluster indicates the student has less than minimal control of the conventions of written English. There are numerous errors that make the writing impossible to understand. Please note that with a set of papers of this type, with such a lack of clarity, you should not spend a lot of time trying to figure out exactly what the student is trying to say. Simply look the paper over and give it a holistic score based on the rubric and move on. Please take a moment to review these 4 clusters. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. In the next section of your scoring guide is the practice set. These papers' scores were also assigned by the range-finding committee. There are 5 clusters in the practice set, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the anchor papers. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the practice set. Then, resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. We will go over all of the errors in the practice set papers. In the case of papers with multiple errors with the same word, we will only note the error the first time it appears. Okay, first we have practice set 1. In the first paper, there are several errors. Let's start with the errors on the first page. In the third line, the word certain is misspelled, and on the sixth line, the word berry should be spelled B-U-R-Y. In the seventh line, the word runs should be ran, and on the next line, the word of is missing after example. There are a few errors in the ninth line. The word committed is misspelled, the word would is missing before rather, and the word then should be than. Let's move on to the second page. In the second line, there should be an apostrophe with shadow tails to show possession. In the fifth line, bets should be beats, and in the next line, squirrels and spinning are both misspelled. Please note that in the third line, the game Spin the Acorn should be set off by quotation marks. However, this is considered above grade level, so this error can be ignored. Moving on to the second paper, let's go over the errors on the first page. In the second line, kept is misspelled. And in the next line, docking should be knocking. The student makes the same error in the sixth line by using dock instead of knock. Okay, back to the third line. Mom, because it is being used as a person's name, should be capitalized. In the fourth line, the word keep is missing after just, and the word getting is misspelled. In the fifth line, trained is misspelled, and a lot should be two words, not one. Please note that the word fragile in the sixth line is considered an above grade level word, so the misspelling of it can be ignored. In addition, the word stuff in the eighth line is informal but not incorrect, so it is also not considered an error. The last error is on the second page. The word commanding on the second line is misspelled. Taken as a whole, this cluster indicates the student has partial control of the conventions of written English. There are some errors that begin to interfere with the ability to read the response, but they do not substantially interfere with comprehension of the student's writing. This cluster earns a score of 2. Now, let's move on to practice set 2. In the first paper, there are 3 long run-on sentences and 1 sentence fragment in the seventh line. There are also many spelling, punctuation, and language usage errors, along with random capitalization errors. Let's go over the errors on the first page. In the first line, the name Shadowtail, which is given in the prompt, is misspelled, and the word act should be axe. The student makes the same error with act on the second page. Back to the second line. The words beginning and just should be lowercase, and an should be a. In the third line, bead should be bad and should not be capitalized, nor should the word boy. There should also be a comma after said in the same line. In the fifth line, there should be a comma after acorn, and dig is misspelled. In the eighth line, morning is misspelled, and in the tenth line, back should not be capitalized, and inside should be one word, not two. There should be a comma after mother in the next line, and white should be capitalized. Moving on to the second page of this paper, we find that B in the first line should be lowercase, and found is misspelled. In the second line, sniffing is also misspelled, and a comma is missing after help. And in the fourth line, no should be nose. Now, let's go over the errors in the second paper. In the first line, the word rule is missing after use. The words number and hold are misspelled, and punctuation is needed after the circled number one. In the second line, the word dogs is misspelled and also needs an apostrophe to show possession. In the same line, collar is misspelled and right should be lowercase. The word should in the fourth line is misspelled and not should be lowercase. In the fifth line, rain and night should be lowercase, as should because and run in the next line. Also, in the sixth line, the word the should be they. In the seventh line, good should be well. And in the next line, bathroom is misspelled and should be lowercase. In the ninth line, no should be not, and disobey is misspelled. It should also be one word, not three. In the last line of the first page, teach is misspelled, you should be your, and a sentence fragment begins with from and ends on the first line of the next page. In that same line, you should be capitalized and be should be lowercase. The last new error is on the second line. The word to should be or. Taken as a whole, this cluster indicates the student has minimal control of the conventions of written English. There are many errors that interfere with the readability and comprehension of the response. Therefore, this cluster receives a score of 1. Next, we have practice set 3. There are very few errors in these papers in relation to their length. This is explained by the density of errors concept that refers to the quantity and types of the errors in relationship to the length of the writing. On the first page of the first paper, there is only one error. The word animals in the third line from the bottom needs an apostrophe to show possession. On the next page, in the fourth line, cannot should be one word, not two. In the sixth line, shadow tail should also be one word, although the student spells it correctly in several other places, so this is considered a minor first draft error. In the same line, by should be because. Please note that the last sentence has one language usage error that can be noted two different ways. Either the word at should be from to agree with to in the last line, or the word to in the last line should be and to agree with at in the previous line. Okay, let's move on to the second paper where we find only one error. The word I'm is missing an apostrophe in the first line. Taken as a whole, this cluster demonstrates the student has control of the conventions of written English. The few errors do not interfere with either the ability to read or understand the responses. So this cluster earns a score of 3. Let's review practice set 4. The first paper has no errors, and in the second paper, the few spelling errors occur because the student has taken risks with sophisticated vocabulary, such as rambunctious in the fifth line and sincerely in the last line. Please note that many fourth grade students have difficulty in using good and well correctly, so the error in the next to the last line is considered minor. Note also that the student is not being assessed on the brevity of the responses in this scoring task, only on the use of writing mechanics. Compared to the length of the responses, there are very few errors. Therefore, taken as a whole, this cluster indicates the student has control of the conventions of written English and earns a score of 3. Our final practice set is practice set 5. Both papers have many errors. Let's go over the first paper. In the first line, shadow tail is both misspelled and unnecessary. In the second line, of should be off, and mom is incorrectly hyphenated. The word it in the third line should be to, and Barry is both misspelled and incorrectly hyphenated. In the fourth line, a should be an, and the word ground in the seventh line is incorrectly hyphenated. In the eighth line, has should be as, and in the next line, change should be changes, and help should be helping. The last error is in the last line. The word plays is misspelled. Let's move on to the second paper. In the first line, was the should be written as two words, not one, and the word dog is missing after outside. In the next line, the phrase he behaves should be his behavior, and the word training in the third line should be lowercase. Moving on to the fourth line, the word helps should not have an apostrophe, and mom and because should be written as two words, not one. In the fifth line, need should be needs, and training should be trained, while in the next line, uses should be use. In the seventh line, need should be needs, no is misspelled, and both phrases, know how and to sit, should be written as two words, not one. And in the last line, behaves should be behave. Taken as a whole, this cluster shows the student has minimal control of the conventions of written English. The errors interfere with both the ability to read and to comprehend the student's writing. Therefore, this cluster receives a score of 1. We have now reached the end of the practice set for Grade 4 Writing Mechanics. If you are unclear about why a cluster was assigned a score, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please call the New York Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Once you are comfortable with how these papers are scored, we recommend you begin the Consistency Assurance Set. This will give you an additional set of 5 clusters to score, which will provide you with further training and clarification. Scoring these correctly and understanding why a paper might be subject to misscoring will assure that scorers fully understand the writing mechanics rubric and can accurately assign scores to the student papers. Okay, the scoring leader can now pass out the Consistency Assurance Set Score Training Materials book. A blank answer sheet can be found at the end of each book. You may now score these responses and, on completion, compare your scores to the assigned scores presented in the Scoring Leader book. The Scoring Leader can clarify why these responses earned the scores they received and clear up any other concerns. Once you start scoring, the Table Facilitator and Scoring Leader can address any additional or unusual responses based on his or her experience and training. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio presentation.